Good morning and welcome to the Friday, May 18th edition of Byers & Company. We are live at the Hickory Point Golf Club for the Scoville Zoo Open. Ken Fry from Scoville Zoo will join us, along with Jim Schwartz, who heads up the efforts for the Parks Foundation, plus Tupper on sports. Byers & Company rolls now.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Friday. Jeff Daly, that weather forecast changed since she says now after 1 p.m.
Okay.
Are we creeping that hour back and back?
No.
I told you zoo open means rain.
I know.
And you guys told me, it's going to be beautiful on Friday. It's going to be beautiful. I'm like, I don't understand.
This is a zoo open. That was the forecast 2 days ago.
All right. Now what are we looking?
Not so much.
Okay.
But I'm still looking at basically from 1 o'clock.
Oh, no. You said 2 earlier.
No.
He's, 20% chance.
He's right. It's weird. Now I'm looking at it. It says slight chance of slight. Doesn't say it says 30%. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then a chance after 8 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm looking at Weather Underground. Okay.
You've got no answers.
20% chance starting at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's going to be fine.
Okay. You Clevenger's guaranteed it. Now you've guaranteed it. We'll see. You're going to have to make me a believer because I know it rains at the zoo open, and then we come back in July or August and we do it all over again.
You might get a sprinkle, but it'll be all right.
Yes. Well, I almost died at the tuna outing last year.
No,
I don't want to do that again.
No.
I never really respected lightning on a golf course until that day. I mean, I had a healthy amount of fear of it, but I never really understood what that feels like to be that close to it.
That'll do it.
Oh, good Lord. I didn't know how close it was until we got inside the clubhouse and somebody had an app that shows where the lightning strikes hit. And, I mean, it was literally on the tee box that we had just pulled away from when the siren started.
Nice.
I mean, and so, no, we won't mess around with that. If it's just a light rain, yes.
I think you'll be okay today.
And cooler temperatures, which I'm okay with, too, because we didn't really get a spring. So this feels a little more like spring today.
It's beautiful out there today.
It really is.
When we scheduled this, we didn't realize it was tent sale weekend, too, and that's a double whammy, isn't it?
Well, that and 51 being shut down all the way to, I mean, it's going to be a traffic nightmare. If you were to get out here, 11 o'clock lunch, noon start, I'd leave like now.
Yeah.
Take
the back roads. That's an important note. All right. Well, Jim, you have been on the Parks Foundation board for how long?
Since 2012.
Okay.
It's been a great experience.
You enjoy it?
I really do. I enjoy the opportunity to work with the district and do the extras for that the zoo and the other projects can have because of the foundation and what we do to support them.
Well, Jim's one of those guys, like Larry Altenbaumer, they terrify me about retiring because they don't actually retire. They just retire and start doing other things and then they don't get paid for it, which is doesn't make any sense. But we're glad that you do. We got a pretty good foundation park board.
Oh, we do. We have great participation. It's a real joy and when we need help with projects. We got them. They're there.
All right. Well,
great volunteers.
You head up the efforts for this event, personally, along with some other committee members. And,
yes.
Constantly keep it fresh. But there's so many golf tournaments or golf outings, I should say. Back in 1992, when this was first, I don't know that they had two or three a week all season long. Now everybody has a golf outing.
Yeah, we could play 3 or 4 days a week just in outings.
Yeah.
But we still get great support from the community and our local sponsors, so that's a great thing.
Well, I think it part of the reason for that is that you get to see your dollars in action quickly.
Right.
New exhibits being built, things being added. There's a lot of good causes that there may be an answer to somewhere down the road. This is you get to see it in action the next year, the next year, the next year, as they're doing improvements. I was out Tuesday with a meeting with Ken, Tuesday morning, 10:30. I pull in the parking lot. You got the parking full sign up. 10:30 on a Tuesday morning. There's school buses from all over the state of Illinois there. 1,000 people running around the park between the Children's Museum and the Sculpture Park and the zoo. And you're telling me it's like that every day over the last few weeks.
Yeah, same thing happened yesterday. Same thing's going to happen today. We have another 18 buses coming from all over Central Illinois. Wow. And even
I mean, I
Eastern
knew
Illinois
they were there, but yeah. I guess I hadn't been yeah. walking around there, you know, like on a 10:30 on a Tuesday morning to see yeah. it in person.
I kept saying, "Do you really want to come at that time?" Yeah, but yeah, maybe it's good to see that the chaos.
It's
like organized chaos.
Yeah, so. It really is, and yeah. kids just having a blast and enjoying the whole park experience.
Correct.
You know, which yeah. is really, you know, I mean, my thought process when the Scopes Park was that maybe that might help connect things, but it really has.
It has. And people will park at the Children's Museum and walk over to us or vice versa, or they'll dump the kids off at the Children's Museum and then park the buses in the zoo parking lot so they come back over that way. And so they are getting to see everything at each end and in between, and it's awesome. And then right along the lake there is great views and
well, and then when the train comes, yeah. it's going to be even yeah. better. So put August 18th on your schedule. If you're not able to come out here today and support the cause, you've got other fundraising opportunities. And Zoorific's going to have a little bit bigger footprint this year, the theme is Walk on the Wild Side. We've got a great committee, you know, because we want to open up the park a little bit for the experience. We're even doing an after party for some of the younger ages, maybe don't want to buy a $75 ticket, they can still come out and get a chance to see things. And then we're going to unveil all the new sculptures. So it'd be like a twofer.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun day. The Zoorific game is always a fun time, and we'll have the usually music. You said the music's going to be there, and the animal encounters.
Yeah,
and
all the same stuff food. You've always you know, liked before, but yeah. it's just going to be a little bigger footprint and yeah. some new things yeah. as well. So we've got some great things going on here today. The AZA accreditation, I want to talk about that. I mean, I don't think most people really sort of, I certainly don't understand what goes into that, but why is it important that the zoo have that AZA accreditation?
I think it just kind of really shows that we are a really good zoo, and we meet a lot of standards that the same standards that St. Louis Zoo and San Diego Zoo and Columbus Zoo and Chicago Brookfield Zoo, they're meeting the same standards that Scoville Zoo has to meet, and we have to meet the same standards that they have to meet, and that's in safety and personnel and animal veterinary practices and husbandry practices, and so we really do have to put in a lot of work, and we do get inspected by the AZA. They come out every 5 years to inspect the zoo and see, make sure that we are meeting those standards, and they don't leave the bar the same height every year. That bar keeps climbing every year, and so we have to keep improving and making the zoo better. And it helps us too, because when we need to fill an exhibit, we can go on some websites and the zoos share what animals they have that maybe we had some births, or they're going to change an exhibit out and they have an animal they'd like to move out. And so we by knowing it's going to an AZA accredited zoo,
you wouldn't have access to that otherwise.
No, it gives you that peace of mind. And we would have access, but there's a lot more hoops you have to jump through at that point. You have to really check out the facilities to make sure that they're, if you're sending an animal to it, you make sure that they're going to be meeting the standards that you want them to be meeting. So.
Okay. Well, there is a new piece of artwork at the zoo, courtesy yeah. of the Howard Buffett Foundation, which is an educational piece, which I think is pretty cool. I was watching people of all ages read that, you know, they're sitting there kind of engrossed in that plaque and finding out about these gorillas and how endangered they are. And not only that, but the men and women who are there to protect them, how dangerous a job
yeah.
that is.
It's a beautiful sculpture. It's like a little sculpture cluster with like four or five different pieces all together making one sculpture area, but the gorilla itself is beautiful, and then the rangers that we're honoring that protect those gorillas, I didn't realize how dangerous of a job that really was. I mean, the plaque says, you know, 160 have been killed since late 90s.
Yeah, by poachers.
But that number's up over 175 now. So, yeah. I mean, that number's not stopping at 160, and it's still a dangerous job. And to protect animals, and what a life calling that would be to be, you know, in service to be doing that. So,
well, I like it because it's kind of cool to look at, but there's a great educational piece with it. And that's a big part of what the zoo's focus is. It's not just coming out and looking at animals. It's about learning.
It is. It is conservation. And we tried to pass along a conservation message. And this Saturday is Endangered Species Day at the zoo. And so we'll be highlighting, like, our cheetahs and red pandas and Bactrian camels even. There's only, like, 600 camels actually left in the wild of Bactrian camels, but nearly 2 million have been domesticated. You can't the wolf, you know, there's millions of dogs out there,
right.
But the wolf is still kind of dwindling in numbers, but it's something we want to pass along to people, that the animals are out there and things that they can do to help even in their own backyard, and it's just taking care of Mother Earth. I don't want to get tree huggy this morning, but yeah, it's care of the one planet that we live on.
You know, it's great that kids get that, you know, because it's a fun way to learn, and there's a lot of interactive stuff at the zoo. All right, if I took you back in time to 1992, you know, and we would go to then the recently renovated and reopened Scoville Golf Course for the very first zoo open, right? Mm-hmm. What did the zoo look like then? Because I think people would be stunned if they saw the 1992 zoo.
Right.
And how much has happened in all of these years.
Well, I think that...
Because people tend to think, well, it's always been that way.
Yeah,
it hasn't.
Right. Project Playground, the wooden Project Playground, had just been built probably the year or two before that. And so that was a new thing.
So that was three Project Playgrounds ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there wouldn't have been a penguin exhibit. It would have been the old cabin-style concession stand that we had in the middle of the zoo.
No cheetahs.
No cheetahs, no wolves, no eagles. Yeah, there's just a lot of things that – no camels and zebras, I think, even came after that.
They all did. So yeah. You would have had, like, a petting zoo, right?
Yeah, the petting zoo.
You might have had some lemurs. You know, but, I mean, people just – it grows and grows, you know, every year. I think it seems like it's just gradual, but I think people would be stunned in their lifetime. You know, you go back and it was basically a petting zoo.
Yeah, and it was, and that's kind of how it started out back in 67, was it, you know, Scoville Farm is what was actually named back then, and so, and it has evolved over the years to become we know we're a small zoo, but it's a really nice zoo for this community and for Central Illinois.
It's nicer than I think sometimes people have, you know, we have our sister stations in Lafayette, and we went over to a get-together in Lafayette, and part of that included going to their zoo. Very nice little zoo, but it's not our zoo. I mean, the footprint isn't even close. And so I think people need to take a little more pride in that, because clearly that's what struck me about Tuesday, is that it's 18 buses from all over the state of Illinois drove here, I mean, Danville, a couple of hours, to go to our zoo because they don't have one to go to in their town.
Right, and from south of Effingham even, and Altamont, and they're coming from... Yeah, even the other side of Springfield over to our area. So, yeah, we really appreciate them supporting us and coming to check us out and coming back year after year. So that's kind of says some volumes, too.
Well, and then coming this year, you're going to get the brand-new, 10 brand-new sculptures. The dragon and the butterfly that are at the Children's Museum were purchased by a private donor and donated to the museum, so they will stay there. Aaron's big permanent
curve.
Piece will always be there, but all of the others are going to switch out. And then, of course, on July 6th, actually there's a private thing on July 6th, but July 7th and 8th, that is the opening of the Heroes Hall at the Children's Museum, which is the $3 million-plus project from the Howard G. Buffett Foundation. So that's going to be, you know, I mean, so there's constantly new and growing and evolving for that entire park.
Yeah, the entire park. It just keeps growing. Yeah.
And then the trains.
Yeah. And so in a couple of years, we'll have that train extension done, and hopefully, and that's out to bid right now, so we'll see what comes back.
Now this year, you've also got the second year of your Zoo Moo Pass, so you guys, so you partnered up with the Children's Museum last year, and you can buy one pass and get admission into the zoo and into the Children's Museum. It's going to be a great experience for everybody this summer.
Right, people really enjoy that convenience, that having that one card that gets you into both places, and we throw in some extra snow cones on top of that for the Zoo Moo. You know, snow cones... go a long way.
Sounds good right now. I don't think you ever outgrow the whole snow cone thing. So regular zoo hours, what else is coming up for the zoo? Just like the event type things you do. You said this weekend you've got some stuff, but there's some other big days you guys have throughout the year.
Right, yeah, we have the Endangered Species Day, and we're just going to highlight some of the animals. We go to our long hours starting Memorial Day weekend, so it's 9:30 to 6 every day with the last admission at 5 o'clock. And then we have our free admission day starting in June, so June 7th. Every Thursday between June 7th and October 4th is free admission day. We want to be accessible to anybody that wants to come to our zoo, and so that's their chance to come. And we get thousands and thousands of people that come on those Thursdays.
I think that's fantastic that you have a day like that every year that everyone – but not that it's not affordable every day. I mean, it is an affordable family event and the
sure
recreation.
Sure is, yes.
And then you think about the east side of town and what all of that will look like in a year or two, thinking beyond just the park. You're going to have a new aquatics facility. You've got the putt-putt, the ropes course. You've got an amphitheater coming. I mean, within a mile of each other, there's going to be all kinds of new amenities.
Yeah, it's going to be you can spend a major day there if you come
multiple days,
and like just a long weekend, and athletic groups that are coming in to play the tournaments, you know, they're wanting to do extra events at the zoo and at the putt-putt place, and when the water park is there, that's going to be included as well. So it's really going to be a great destination for anybody that wants to come, you know, for these tournaments or for just on vacation for a weekend, one of the drive, what do they call them, the short drive vacations or whatever.
Gas tank.
So it's going to be a great destination place to come and play.
Well, today we will be playing the Zoo Open, presented by Team Soy Capital and Labor's Local 159. I know, Jim, you worked hard with all of these different sponsors that show up every year, and these are the, you know, a lot of the same folks you see, you know, over and over and over again sponsoring the events in town. You know that from your time with Dunn Company, and there's a lot of folks that step up every year when they're asked.
There really is, and it, you know, without those sponsors, it wouldn't be what it is. I think since 92, we've raised over $300,000 now just through the Zoo Open.
Just through this one golf outing.
It's $300,000 may not sound like, but for Ken and the Zoo, that's a tremendous benefit. I mean, think of things they've done because they've had that extra $300,000.
Well, I'd encourage you, we'll talk to Jill Appleby a little bit later today if you want to get involved, whatever what your passion is, whether it's arts or the zoo or recreation, golf, whatever it might be, working with the foundation, you can help set that up for decades to come for other people to enjoy the same quality of life issues. The zoo's great, going gangbusters, and we're happy. I don't know. Jeff tells me we're getting in today, and I'm not going to believe it until I finish.
Until 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Until I finish the 18th yeah. green. But it's the golf course looks like it's in great shape. We're going to have some fun today. And, Jeff, you'd like this. There's a couple of things going on here. There is a Closest to the Keg contest sponsored by Skeff Distributing. And there is literally the shot closest to the keg wins it.
Night wins the keg?
Yes.
For the men and for the ladies.
So. Yes. So there's I think they're sitting right over there.
I think they're sitting right there, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
Now, you got to play to win. See? That's the only problem. But there's all kinds of great contests that are going on. How many volunteers out here today? Any idea?
I don't know.
Probably half a dozen. And what, even include the golf guys, probably a dozen to 18.
All right. You guys going to be out on the course with the animals again this year?
Well, I'm coming out to do the chipping into the pool thing.
Oh, chipping for critters?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's my one job, chip into the pool.
That's your gig for today, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the Zoo Open, and don't forget to put August 18th on your calendar. That is going to be this year's Zoorific event, and enlarging the footprint and the number of restaurants, so there's going to be even more food, but we're going to have music and entertainment, all the great animal interaction type things that we've had. Plus, the artists will all be here with the new sculptures because they will install that day, a couple of day and a half before. Mm-hmm. And then it's great to be able to talk to them about their work. I mean, because everybody sees, you know, you look at something, you have your own interpretation. It's always interesting to be able to meet the artist and find out what. You know, the wooden one that it has like the kind of the bench seating?
Mm-hmm.
I always see people there reading. It's like a serene place for people to like sit and
just
read
sit
with the lake view.
Just read.
That guy is an architect from New York who designed that, and he finished in second place in the contest to design the 9/11 memorial in New York City.
Nice.
And he was in our town 2 years ago putting his piece of art up, and I had the most fascinating conversation
with
him.
Cool.
But I mean, isn't that cool?
That is cool.
And to be able to bring that kind of stuff to our community, and we're in the selection process right now. You can't even imagine. We get like 280 entries or something, you know, of like, you know, art wanting to be here in Decatur. And so August 18th is when we'll do that big unveil. And then, of course, it'll be open for the general public after that as well.
It's our Balboa Park like the San Diego Zoo has, right?
Yes, absolutely. Jim, Ken, keep up the great work. We appreciate you guys being with us here today. Quick look at your forecast. Here's Lindsay Romano back with more after this.